brought to you by Avidyne. As a plug-and-play replacement for existing GNS 430s, the IFD 440 FMS GPS NavCom sets a new standard for user interface simplicity. Its hybrid touchscreen control makes it easier to access the information you want when you want it.
And by XMWX Satellite Weather. Onboard nationwide radar, lightning, winds, and so much more. XMWX Satellite Weather gives you full perspective on the weather on any compatible device you choose. Come see the latest at booth 1090 at NBAA or visit xmwxweather.com.
Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb from NBAA 2012 in Orlando. We're with Kevin Hyatt. He is the COO of the Flight Safety Foundation. Kevin, you're doing an interesting study on one of the most dangerous aspects of flight, if accident statistics tell us anything. Tell us about unstable approaches, missed approaches, go-arounds, and runway excursions, which are often all the same event.
That's great, Russ. Yeah, that's what we're looking at right now. We've brought together two of our major committees, the International Aviation Committee and the European Aviation Committee, to look at some of the parameters around why an approach is unstable and what actually would be the definition of an unstable approach. Also, when does a missed approach begin? And not in terms of the strict flying sense of an instrument approach. Everybody knows where you should execute a mist if you don't meet the weather minimums. But in this case, we're taking a look at the type of approach being flown basically in visual conditions where the pilot may think that they can salvage the approach because of certain conditions. They may be going too fast, or they may be have put into a situation where air traffic control has turned them in too close. A lot of those types of things. And when can you or when should you execute that missed approach or go around in order to keep yourself out of trouble?
But isn't it often the act of initiating a missed approach or a go around that causes the accident?
Yeah, you could get into a situation where at any point along your approach, you probably should initiate that missed approach, but are your procedures with your company or your airplane such that you could do a missed approach or a go-around at any phase? A lot of times, as a commercial airline pilot, you're trained to do a missed approach after you've got full gear, full flap extension, and you get to that missed approach point, regardless of whether you're an instrument condition or a visual condition. Well, if you get to a particular point, 500 feet up, 1,000 feet out, a mile out, 2 miles out, and you're in a configuration where you're not normally at the final landing configuration, all of a sudden it becomes a non-normal type of a maneuver because now you have to think about what you do next in order to go around.
What's the psychological and ego role in all of this? Is this coming out in your data?
Well, there's a lot of opinion there about that seasoned veteran pilot that thinks that they've been here before and they can do it again and they know what the capabilities of the aircraft are. What happens is that they tend to not take into account sometimes further down line, such as that landing where the surface is wet or the visibility is not quite what they thought it was going to be, or they have miscalculated their landing weight, and that's when you get into that other side of the equation of a runway excursion.
So have you had a chance to look at the data? And I know that you're crunching it right now, and we'll see the report in January. Anything jump out at you so far?
I haven't been able to personally see it, but from what I've been told anecdotally, the things that are jumping out is that the fact is there's no consistency as to when somebody decides to do a go-around or a missed approach. It's all over the map. And so now what we have to look at in terms of should we set guidelines for a specific distance from the airport or specific parameters such as airspeed plus or minus or a height above touchdown.
Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb from NBAA 2012 in Orlando. Thanks for listening.
Brought to you by Avidyne. As a plug-and-play replacement for existing GNS 430s, the IFD 440 FMS GPS NavCom sets a new standard for user interface simplicity. Its hybrid touchscreen control makes it easier to access the information you want when you want it.
And by XMWX Satellite Weather. Onboard nationwide radar, lightning, winds, and so much more. XMWX Satellite Weather gives you full perspective on the weather on any compatible device you choose. Come see the latest at booth 1090 at NBAA or visit xmwxweather.com.